Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
I'd be honored if the people of New Hampshire would elect me again as their governor. We have a lot more to do to protect the interests of New Hampshire citizens.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu won the Republican nomination as he tries for a fourth term and will face Democratic nominee Dr. Tom Sherman. State Senate President Chuck Morris and retired Army General Don Bolduc were deadlocked for the Republican nomination with 44% of votes counted. The winner will face incumbent Democrat Maggie Hassan. Democratic incumbent Governor Daniel McKee will face Republican Ashley Kalis in Rhode Island's general election. And for the 2nd House District, Democrat State General Treasurer Seth Magaziner will run against Republican Alan Fung, the former mayor of Cranston. President Joe Biden and the First Lady flew to Wilmington, Delaware last night and cast their ballots shortly before the polls closed for local and statewide primaries. Three new members of the House were sworn in after winning special elections, giving Democrats a 9-seat majority, including Democratic Congresswoman Mary Pelota of Alaska and two New Yorkers, Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Joe Sembolinski. Kenneth Starr, whose Whitewater investigation led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton, has died at the age of 76. He was also on former President Donald Trump's legal team in his 2020 impeachment trial. Starr told Congress, like war, impeachment is hell.
It's filled with acrimony and it divides the country like nothing else. Those of us who lived through the Clinton impeachment understand that in a deep and personal way.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham made waves Tuesday by introducing federal legislation to ban abortion after 15 weeks, with few exceptions.
If we adopted my bill, our bill, we would be in the mainstream of most everybody else in the world.
Several Republicans appeared surprised by the announcement. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer condemned the bill as he joined a White House celebration of the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act.
We're here to talk about things that matter to families, lowering costs, creating jobs, and helping them make ends meet. What are the MAGA Republicans doing over in the Capitol today? Introducing national bans on abortion.
Consumer prices rose in August, up 8.3% over last year. The news bucked expectations of inflation dropping slightly. Twitter shareholders approved Elon Musk's $44 billion buyout, while whistleblower Peter Zatko told Congress the social media giant lacks procedures used at other tech companies.
The employees then have to have too much access to too much data and to too many systems. You can think of it this way, which is it doesn't matter who has keys if you don't have any locks on the doors.
Zatko told lawmakers the FTC is in over its head when it comes to regulating tech companies who simply price in the cost of fines as the cost of doing business. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.